Well, we're a nation that prides ourselves on our cleanliness. However, a report out today says we're probably not as clean as we originally thought we were. Joining me on the line now is Julie Beckham from Molly Maid. Julie, welcome to BBC Radio Norfolk. So this research shows that us Brits are actually quite dirty.
Well, it does a little bit, and it does certainly vary from region to region, but I think overall we're doing quite well. Molly Maid recently commissioned a survey just to see what people's cleaning attitudes and habits were like regionally.
And the facts here that stand out for me, and I think this is hilarious, and I think a lot of people listening to this now will admit to doing this, one in 10 of us, 9% of us, confess to just spraying polish into a room to make it smell clean when we're short of time.
I know, that is quite funny really, isn't it? You can just imagine somebody thinking that that's it, they've done their housework commitment for the day and squirted a bit of polish. The 9% is the UK average, but for your own area in Norfolk, it's actually 6%, so people are doing a lot better at that in your area.
Fantastic stuff. Well, there we go. I thought we were clean round here.
I'm sure you are.
Brilliant. Also, just, I mean, going away from the softer end of this story to maybe the area where we could be putting our health at risk, this one also interests me. Using the fact that we use washing up cloths to mop up spills on the floor, then it goes back into the bowl again to wash up plates and things we're going to eat off.
Yes, that's true. And also, there is a significant amount of people who say that they never wash that cleaning, that washing up sponge either, so sort of doubly alarming. But yes, I think if we are using our washing up sponges to clean the floor, then it's probably not great. But again, in Norfolk, not so many people do that as confessed nationally.
And obviously we all feel, nobody likes household chores. I'm yet to meet anybody who actually enjoys cleaning up. However, and this is a point that I think everyone should listen to, men always get it in the neck. We're always told that we don't do enough work around the house. We might spend less time on it, but apparently we're far more thorough than our female counterparts.
Yes, that does seem to be the case. The survey did reveal that women tend to clean a little bit more often, but not always as thoroughly. For example, they did say that 70% of the women who were 70% of the people who were surveyed, women tend to not bother to pull out beds and vacuum under furniture, but they tend to do a bit more housework overall. But men, they will do it really, really thoroughly when they get around to doing it. 61% of men.
Brilliant stuff. Now, here comes the big question for you, Julie. In comparison to the rest of the UK, how does Norfolk fare up when it comes to how clean we are?
Well, brilliant, I think, because the statistics certainly favour your area very well. And I think overall there's not really a great deal to worry about, but perhaps those washing up sponges might be washed a little bit more frequently. I think we'd all sleep better at night if we did.
Is that something you have nightmares about?
Oh, I think it might start to be.
Brilliant. Take the average house now, Julie, with me. Mm-hmm. Let's walk through it mentally in our minds. I'm going to suggest to you that probably the two most dirty areas of a house would be the bathroom and the kitchen. Am I spot on or am I wrong?
You're absolutely spot on. Yes, we do find that people want a lot more support with those areas, whereas perhaps vacuuming and dusting, they're happier to get on with those jobs, but certainly the bathrooms and kitchens are quite hard work.
And is there any way or any tips that you can give us just to make household chores more enjoyable?
Well, I think you said earlier that not many people do enjoy housework, and I think you either like it or you don't. The only thing really you can do is perhaps set yourself a goal, and when you've done perhaps the bottom part of the house, you can put your feet up and put the kettle on before you struggle on with the rest, or maybe just crank up some party music and just try to get through it, really.
God.
I think that's all I'd say.
Julie, that sounds like a horrendous afternoon in for me. Have you ever met anyone who actually likes doing household chores?
Yes, but they tend to work for Molly Maid, I think.
OK, now, obviously we're coming to the year where it's National Spring Cleaning Week.
Yes.
And we're all being encouraged to go and clean up the house and make it a more enjoyable environment and safer environment to live in. Why is spring such a good time traditionally to give a home a deep clean? What's the history behind a spring deep clean?
I think it's probably to do with daylight saving and people enjoying longer days and a bit of warmer weather and the sunshine. Of course, the sun is one of those things that does blast through a household window and it does show up all the crannies and the dust that's lurking. And I think also we find that a lot of people want to get to grips with some outside activities and perhaps get on with their gardening and so on. So it's a good time to really spruce up your house. And you've had the heating on all through the winter, encouraging dust and cobwebs. So it's a great time to open up the doors and windows, have a really good, thorough one-off clean. And yes, Spring Clean Week does start on Monday, 30th of March. And if people want to, they can always look at the Molly Maid website and get some fantastic cleaning tips just to get them motivated and get ahead with setting up their house for the summer.
OK, well, I'm going to put a day aside in my diary, I think, especially for this,
I
Julie.
I think you should.
Yes, I think I should. I'd like to find anyone in Norfolk who agrees with Julie and says that cleaning the house can be fun. I'm on 01603 617 321. You can text 07786 200 951. What do you do to make the household chores that little bit more bearable? Get interactive with the show this afternoon. In the meantime, Julie Beckham, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate that.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.